what really sets the Connections Alzheimer's Tours apart? It's really highly specialized.
Yes, absolutely it is. Well, the Connections Tours are less of a formal guided tour that we normally provide for our audiences. The way that we try to design it is so that it's more of a conversation. We always make sure that we have more than one tour guide, so that there'll be a variety of people there. So if an organization is to bring a group of, let's say, six or seven residents, we will have three or four tour guides on hand. And that way we can either walk together and have a group conversation, or if people are starting to gravitate towards different wings of the museum, they can branch off with a docent. And it's all about making connections and creating a dialogue and hopefully bringing back pleasant memories for the people participating in the tours.
I've got a little assignment for you, for our listeners. Can you take us on a tour right now? What is that experience really like for the caregivers and for, someone who's maybe suffering from Alzheimer's or another dementia?
Well, one thing that first comes to mind is a few months ago when we had our state-of-the-art exhibition up, we had a group of residents that came from the Elder House facility. And I was one of the docents on hand that day. And I began to walk with a man who was initially being very quiet, kind of reserved, and he wasn't opening up very much. And then we came across a painting that apparently resembled his wife very much. And he sat there and for 10 minutes was just telling me all about her, about how beautiful she looked the day they met, and how much she would have loved to have this painting in their home. And it became this very wonderful experience for both him and I. You know, I was just enjoying hearing him talk about this memory that was very precious to him. And we have moments like that that happen on almost any given Connections tour, you know, a spark of some memory for one of the people that's participating. And then it just gives them a chance to talk about these things that they've been thinking about for years.
Thank you, Georgia. We also have Melanie Pate here in the studio. She's the office manager for the Alzheimer's NC office here in Wilmington. And you work, you know, very closely with the senior population. Can you sort of break down what it's like to actually have Alzheimer's, what those symptoms are for those of us who maybe haven't come in contact with that disease and maybe we have some stereotypes about it?
Yeah, and stereotypes are really common, especially with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. But the truth of having Alzheimer's or any other type of dementia is that it's going to be different for each person. So the beauty of programs like Connections is that it can bend and it can be flexible and it can go, you know, in a different direction. And some of the symptoms that we often see with people that do have Alzheimer's, this forgetfulness and the short-term memory loss, changes in personality or mood. And the Connections program is so great because it's this wonderful, calm, supportive environment, and people that may have never expressed any interest in the arts or museums might really love it, and they might see a painting like Georgia just described, you know, the painting that brought up a memory, and his long-term memory was still really intact. So that's kind of the big picture of Alzheimer's, is that it's very individual.
And so this tour really gets at maybe some of the specific symptoms that someone is dealing with?
It can really help, you know, art therapy and being in art museums can really help provide a calming environment. So it can help with any kind of agitated behavior that you might see in Alzheimer's or another type of dementia. And it can also provide a really great platform for socializing and communicating and bringing people together, which is really important.
Okay. And Georgia, how long have you been involved with the Alzheimer's tours?
Since the beginning, when we began them in 2006.
Can you talk about the beginning, how you all sort of got off the ground?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we were aware of three other museums in the country who were running similar programs. And we were kind of inspired by them. And we received a grant that was able to fund us initially to begin training and to begin researching the best way to make it fit for the Cameron Art Museum. So we got a wonderful advisory board together. We got a group of our docents together that wanted to learn more. And after about 6 months of preparation, we launched our first tour. And we offer them on Mondays. They are completely free of charge. All we ask is that they contact me. I'm the person to schedule the tours through at least a week or two in advance. And we offer it at any point during the day, whatever is the most convenient for the individual schedule. So since then, the program has remained very popular and very successful. And in the past 5 years, programs like this are popping up all over the country and the world even. It's becoming a very common educational program in museums these days.
If you just tuned in, I'm News Director Michelle Bliss. I'm filling in for Jamila Erickson, our midday interview host. And today I'm talking with two special guests about the Connections Alzheimer's Tours. They're offered at the Cameron Art Museum. And so in the studio with us, we have Melanie Pate. She's the office manager for the Wilmington branch of Alzheimer's NC. And we also have, who you just heard speaking, Georgia Mastroini in the studio with us. She's the curator of education for the Cameron Art Museum. And so, Georgia, you know, we talked about the inception of the program. You have some pretty exciting news in terms of the evolution of the program, how you all are growing.
Yes, we recently received a grant from the Champion McDowell Davis Charitable Foundation that was able to allow us to now offer hands-on components to all of the tours as an option for the people participating. This is something that is also available in many of the other museums that are doing programs similar to this. So now we are able to provide people, either organizations that are coming or individuals who just want to bring a loved one, the option of doing an art project, either before they begin their tour or after. So we leave it very flexible so that we can cater it to the needs of the individuals that are coming.
And how much was that grant for, if you don't mind my asking?
It was for $5,000, which allows us to, we're going to be organizing, having special guest artists come on certain Mondays, and we're going to put out open invitations to anybody who would be interested in participating. It allows us to buy the supplies so that we can have, at any given time, a few different options in terms of what the projects are. So that way I can work with the individuals that are scheduling the tours to make sure it's a project that would be the most suitable for the people that will be there that day.
And Melanie, to again talk about, you know, the specific symptoms of Alzheimer's and other dementias, what will this additional component of actually having hands-on activities provide for those people and their families?
This will be a really important component because it, so not only are they having the chance to communicate and talk about the art, they're actually able to make something, take it home, and that can stimulate conversation later in the day and bring it back to earlier in the day. And a really important aspect that Georgia talked about is the museum's going to be able to kind of tailor these hands-on activities. If someone's coming in their early stage, they might be able to do something different than someone that a group that might be coming in that has people in mixed stages of the disease.
Okay, so it can be very tailored.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. And Georgia, you all have a reception later this week?
Actually, in 1 week from today. It will be from 2 to 5 at the Cameron Art Museum in our reception hall. And it's a drop-in event. Anybody that is interested in learning more about the program is welcome to come. And if anybody would like to bring a loved one who has Alzheimer's or dementia and just to get a sense of what the program is like, is welcome to join us. We'll also be launching our first hands-on project. And we're going to have Connections, docents, and volunteers available so that if anybody would like to go on a Connections tour, they will be available throughout those 3 hours.
I want to broaden the conversation just a little bit in terms of, you know, how our state is seeing a major demographic shift. And we have these baby boomers who are retiring. And, you know, in the next few decades, we're going to have a lot more people dealing with Alzheimer's disease. We're going to need more caregivers, things like that. Melanie, can you talk to us about what you're seeing in your office?
Sure. You're right. We're seeing a definite aging trend. People are getting older, and the chance of getting Alzheimer's as you increase your age, you know, it's one in two if you're over 85. So I'm seeing a lot of people that are coming in with a family member, a loved one, and they need to know about the supportive services that we do offer in North Carolina and the eastern part. We're also seeing people that have loved ones that are maybe a little younger in their 50s and 60s. So early onset Alzheimer's is also becoming more prevalent, and just people that are glad that there's somewhere to go, that they can find out about resources and find out about services like the museum, the Connections tours, support groups, and things like that.
Great. Thank you both so much. So enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
I'm Station News Director Michelle Bliss. I'm filling in for our host, Jamila Erickson, for today's midday interview on the Connections Alzheimer's Tours at the Cameron Art Museum. You've been listening to insights from Melanie Pate from the Alzheimer's North Carolina office here in Wilmington, along with Georgia Mastroini. She's the curator of education at the Cameron Art Museum. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For appointments or more information, individuals and caregivers or assisted living facilities may contact Georgia Mastroini at 910-395-5999, extension 1019, or email georgia@cameronartmuseum.com.